If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, listen, we're going to get to this guy in just a moment, Sean Horn. But before we talk Medicare, I want everybody to know enrollment period is come and gone, but a new year is fast approaching that other enrollment period. But if you have any questions, it's kind of like leftover turkey, right, after the holiday. And boy, it was a long holiday, started in October, ended December 7th. But if you have any question about your Medicare coverage, I want you to know that we're going to dedicate the entire hour to your phone call. So you're going to drive the show, 866-391-1020. First time we've had a chance since your mom passed, and I was so fortunate to have a chance to spend some time with your family. I know how much you loved her. She had been ill of late. And as we like to say, and I saw it with my own mom some 20 years ago, in a better place. And obviously to your dad and your family members and to your beautiful wife who I met and your children, I just want you to let you know a special place in my heart for each and every one of you.
We appreciate that. And we also very much appreciate you stopping by the funeral home. My family very much appreciated your presence, as well as, you know, everything that was going on. It was just a whirlwind. Even though we were planning on this for quite a few months, unfortunately, still when it happened, just 2 days before Thanksgiving, it was a lot to take on all at once, as you could probably imagine. But the long and the short of it is my mom, thankfully, is in a much better place now. She's no longer in pain, no longer suffering. It was very peaceful. We were all there when it, and you know, the big takeaway for me that I can bring to the audience today, that I would really bestow upon our listeners, would be please use your healthcare. You know, take action in, you know, advocating for yourself. If you need advocation, there are many channels out there that you can have a voice for you, but really get involved and use your healthcare. I know a lot of people don't want to go because they don't want to find out what's going on underneath the hood.
Unknown, not just health-wise, but the bill that comes in the mail.
For sure. And totally understandable, right? Like, I don't begrudge anybody for... And I also know, like, in my own world, like, every time I go to the doctor now, they're ordering a new test for me. They're also giving me a new prescription, it feels like, almost every time. And I'm like, you know what? I'm taking enough medication. I don't want to do anymore. So I get that mindset as well. But I will tell you, as we get into our golden years of retirement and the baby boomers in particular, you worked your entire life to have these benefits afforded to you. Now that you have them in the form of Medicare, please take action and use them. If something feels off, it is better to be preventative than reactive, because oftentimes when we're looking at the reactive measure, you know, it's a lot more involved at that point, unfortunately.
Well, let me just say, Medicare gives people the opportunity to have peace of mind. That's what MediConnect does every enrollment period. They just did it again. Thousands upon thousands of people choosing them to help them tailor make a healthcare plan for them. So that's why you have that Medicare. Utilize it for the preventative aspect of it. If you notice something's off, get there, get to your PCP, do what you need to do, so long-term you can enjoy the retirement that you've worked so hard for. Now, on another note, something happened yesterday in the world of hockey that I think is going to give the Pittsburgh Penguins a fighting chance. I'm going to miss Jari, but I never thought he was the guy, and I've said this before. This Skinner, Stuart Skinner, 30 years of age, coming to this hockey team. If we can get a full-time goaltender who actually gives us a puncher's chance, we still have enough star power in the lineup. That, and I got to tell you, I think the Penguins did something very smart with this trade.
I mean, Tristan Jarry was down in AHL twice last year. They actually had him on waivers and nobody claimed him. So to get any type of value in return, Cal Dubas did a masterful job here.
He did.
But I will also say, pay attention to what they have coming, because There's a lot in the minor league system in the way of goaltenders. I've been hot on one of them, Sergei Mirishov. I think he's the future.
They've been talking a lot about him.
But there's also another kid, Joel Blomqvist, who is very, very good as well. So, I mean, they're loaded from that perspective. They just need a little bit more seasoning before they make it to the big leagues. But the Penguins right now have like $50 million in cap room going into the offseason. So pay attention. There's going to be some more moves to be made here, I think. And I do believe that Cal Dubas and our wonderful new coach, Dan Muse, I think they're going to turn this around pretty quickly here. So just stay tuned. I think brighter days are ahead. So
I got to ask you, what do you think about Quinn Hughes being traded to the Wild?
I mean, they're loading up. They're going for it. Good for them. I mean, we used to have those days. Remember when Ray Shura was the GM here? We were
wheeling and dealing Ray.
Every trade deadline was so fun. But
he traded a beer vendor.
I'm sure he did.
I loved him, though.
He was great. He brought us a couple cups, so you can't get too mad at that. But
I love hockey.
But yeah, I think we're going to be pretty well positioned, and I think that, you know, with the way that Sid is playing, we're starting to get a little bit healthier
now.
Yeah,
what's up with him? He's playing like the kid again.
He is. I mean, he found a fountain of youth. Hopefully he could share that recipe.
If we were like 38, 39, 40, you're not that far removed from it. But man, like they're talking about Philip Rivers being 44. Listen to me. When I was 44, I was faster than a locomotive. I could leap tall buildings. That's young. Watch him go out and throw 3 touchdowns against Seattle.
Hey, listen, I'm 45 and I hurt getting out of bed this morning. So it could go either way here, Rob.
All right, here's what we want you to do. If you have any Medicare questions, you've got to get on the phones. You've got to talk to us because we want to give you an opportunity to just give you that added comfort now that it's come and gone. Or maybe you might want to reconsider some things the first of the year, and then definitely get a hold of these folks at MediConnect, 818-888-6334. Now, listen, before we go into our break, we have a trivia question.
So we do, yeah. We've been kind of remiss. We had a pretty busy enrollment period, which I'm going to talk about in the next segment a little bit. But want to get back to our routine, and I know people did miss, and this is going to be a topic for one of the aspects of this day in history that I'll also touch on in the next segment. But our question today is, what was the product that James Dean was selling in his career TV debut in his commercial way back on this day, 1950?
See, I do not have a copy of the script, but I actually know that answer. But we'll see if anybody else knows it. 412, of course, is the number 9. What is it? 412-922-1020. Okay, there it is. And your number is 888-818-6334. Lots of numbers today. So in your humble opinion, was it everything and then some this enrollment period, or was it even larger than your expectations?
I don't think we could have ever expected what actually occurred. And again, I'll talk about that a little bit more in the next segment, but the numbers are truly, makes your eyes pop out of your skull. I can never believe that we accomplished as much as we did in 7 weeks. So we're going to talk about that a lot more. And a major thank you to our audience, because I think the people listening in now were a large reason why we were so active. And of course, we love being that resource of knowledge and information so that you can make clear decisions on your Medicare health insurance.
Did it seem like people were more inquisitive this year, asking deep questions than maybe in prior years?
Very much so. And I think a lot of it came because of the way that medications are being covered now. We talk about that. I mean, it's been a topic for the last 2-3 years here, Rob. So I think a lot of that had to do with it. But then we also saw some market corrections happen from the insurance carriers that also had the way that the benefits were working out. It was just chaos this year.
All right, 412-922-1020, if you think you know the answer to this trivia question.
What was the product that James Dean was hawking in his career TV debut in his initial commercial back in 1950?
And if you get the correct answer, you'll get a $15 Get-Go gas card. But again, any Medicare questions, we want to drive the phones till 10 o'clock today, give you that added bonus after the enrollment period has come to an end. And that next enrollment period will be here before you know it, just around the bend. We'll explain that as we move through the hour. And our number here is 866-391-1020. And we've got seminars returning as well. We're going to give you all that information before the hour is up. It's the Inside Connection with Sean Horn and your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Sean Horn is here. Their number 888-818-6334. And congratulations to Joanne from McDonald because she is the winner of our $15 Get-Go gas card. Why? Because she answered the following question correctly.
What was the product that James Dean was selling in his career TV debut in his commercial back in 1950?
Answer is?
Pepsi.
And you know what else today is?
Hmm.
And I just looked up on the TV monitor, as I'm always monitoring CBS, my favorite. He made his movie debut today in 1955.
Get out of here.
No, he literally was just on the screen moments ago.
It's a big day in his life, huh?
Well, not as big as my first day here at KDK in 1984, but
true.
I mean, that's pretty big.
True, but listen, there's some crazy things that happened on this day in history. December 13th being today. Listen to some of this stuff. So, if we go all the way back to 1774, today was the day that Paul Revere warned Portsmouth about the arrival of the British forces. Go to 1950, again, James Dean launched his TV commercial career. 1975 was the first time Saturday Night Live ever used a time delay. And the reason why is because that week their show host was Richard Pryor. So probably a pretty good reason to use a delay there.
Right. People in Pittsburgh never saw it.
I did not know that.
Because in the beginning, Chiller Theater with Bill Cardill was on then WIIC, which is now PXI.
Okay.
And they didn't air it Saturday Night Live.
I mean,
he was so popular, so it took about a year or so, then they started to air it.
I mean, if you had the choice between Chilly Billy Cardilli and...
Come on, man.
Right. I think they made the right decision there.
I had to see Bela Lugosi for like that 100th time. I loved it. Listen, that was a great show.
But also, something's happening today is Taylor Swift's birthday. She is 36 years old.
Isn't that amazing?
Listen to this one. Manon Rayom, who's a name that probably nobody knows, she became the first woman to play a National Hockey League game as goalie.
That's pretty cool.
This day in 1992. Al Gore finally conceded the 2000 election this day. I still remember all the talk about a hanging chad. I don't know what that is, but that happened on this day in 2000. In 2003, Saddam Hussein was captured by American forces, and longtime Penguins rival Alex Ovechkin scored his 800th career goal on this day in 2022. Which, think about that. He is now over 1,000 goals. And it's within 3 years of him hitting 800. So he has been on an absolute heater his entire career.
They asked him about that missing front tooth. It's one of his signatures. He said he's going to wait till he goes on Medicare because they're going to have better benefits. But, you know, he even makes that look cool, doesn't he? You like that, huh?
I love how you tie that together.
Well, I'm always thinking
you're a
Medicare.
Pro.
Listen, I'll tell you something else about Medicare.
Uh-huh.
So I recently had cataract surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Sightline. Good people. Talked about them. Seamless. Dr. Troya. Good people. Dr. Phillip. Dr. Carver. All good, good, good. But people on Medicare, I have traditional, and I still got great results from my insurance carrier. But people on Medicare, this thing is like covered fully. You understand? So if you're dealing with some eye issues and you've got cataracts, get it done because it's not going to cost. And I'm telling you, when I tell you as I'm sitting here right now, I'm in really good shape.
Mm-hmm.
I knew my eyes were, you know, getting older. Game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, driving at night, forget about it. You know, navigating steps, forget about it. Perfect. I mean, incredible. So anybody out there, you got Medicare and they're saying you need to get your cataracts removed, go get it done.
How long did you deal with the cataract issue? Like, how many years would you say?
Well,
it was?
You know, I go all my doctors. I have regular checkup. So I go see my optometrist, and he's like, you know, it's just kind of starting right now, but we got to wait till they get ripe. So the insurance company, right? So I went here probably 6 months ago for my regular exam, and he went, it's time.
Okay.
So we kind of started this back in October. So it's now the middle of December, still on the drops, and that's almost done. But I would probably say over 10 years.
Oh.
But the last two or three, it was a real challenge, a real challenge. In fact, it got to the point where there were times that I knew I had to be somewhere, and I just made sure that I kind of arranged it so I could be there when it wasn't totally dark, because driving in the dark was bad. Now I have 20/20 vision.
That's incredible.
And again, this comes down to, if you have Medicare, utilize that card. Go make them earn their supper. Go to those appointments. Get checkups. And if they say, look, you got to get your cataracts removed, go get them done. Medicare is going to pick up the tab, and it's going to give you a whole new lease on life to where you're going to want to take better care of yourself.
And you make such a good point. And again, this is why it really hits home for me, watching my mom, unfortunately, not use her health care like we're advocating, because she avoided the doctors because she did not want to know what was wrong.
I get it.
The feeling for a lot of people who may be listening right now. They have this ache, they have this pain, this symptom where they're just like, I can deal with it. I don't want to go open up a whole can of worms. It's not to the point where I need to be hospitalized yet, which I get it. I totally understand why. But I'll say, you know, the unfortunate situation is I still feel to this day that my mom had a window of opportunity to get herself out of her condition and really return to normal health. But
you think she could have, Sean?
I do. I really do. In the summertime, she was on a trend where I think she really could have worked her way out of this if she took action like she needed to.
If you don't mind me asking, and we're family,
yeah,
and so is my radio audience, what did she die from?
So it ended up, it was a myriad of issues. It was really a perfect storm. So back in February, as you know, she had the lung infection.
Right.
She got hospitalized for like 11 days with that. Thankfully recovered-ish from that and was sent home. Shortly thereafter, she had a complex diverticulitis that ruptured and caused what's called a fistula, which is basically a tear in the digestive tract. So because of that, she had a miserable time taking in any type of nutrition. So anytime she ate or drank, it felt like razor blades going through her system.
So that's the weight loss.
So there was the weight loss, right? And then she got to a point, and I'll say this, I don't mind putting this out there. My mom, when she passed, as you know, she was 55 pounds. So she went through a long, you know, well, she lost a lot of weight in a short amount of time, and she was never big to begin with. So eventually what kind of took hold was congestive heart failure because she lost so much weight. So the congestive heart failure is effectively, you know, when
a combination, like the perfect storm.
It was really a perfect storm, unfortunately. But in the summertime, she had an opportunity where she could have got a feeding tube, and then she could have worked her way up to gaining the weight needed to potentially have the surgery to fix the fistula. But the feeding tube was something that was too traumatic for her to really want to partake. And really the heartbreaking part of this all, Rob, is that, you know, when I finally talked to her about hospice, which, by the way, Bethany Hospice, they're actually located right over the hill from where we're currently sitting.
Good people.
Phenomenal. Bethany is truly remarkable in how they operate. But we had her on hospice and she made it a week. So truly, that by the time that was introduced, she was ready. You know, and because she was in so much pain for so long that it was just too much for her to endure. So this is why, again, I'm not trying to scare anybody, or I'm just coming with some realities of what I unfortunately had to deal with and watching my mom go through all this, and we miss her dearly, and that will continue. Again, if there's a way out of a current health situation, do everything you can to, you know, look into those workarounds, because, you know, I hate to say it, I think she should still be here, but I also understand with the pain and misery that she was in, she was not living. She was merely existing. So if you're on that bandwidth where you feel like you're just existing and there's still so much more life to live, I'm really imploring everybody who is listening now, please take action to use your healthcare, because oftentimes this whole thing with my mom could have been mitigated a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just getting her to the doctor. And she just got sick of being probed. And I get it. I do. But it didn't even have to get there. So please, everybody, regardless of what your health care is, just make sure that you're doing everything you can. Stay in tip-top shape. This is a beautiful life. I know things are challenging at times for some people. But, you know, this is a gift we're given today.
All right, we're going to come back, get into more of what we're here for, the Medicare coverage. But as we talk, it always comes back to health care, your health care. You get that Medicare card, utilize it, be proactive. We want you to be happy and healthy and get the most out of your retirement. After all, you deserve it. All right, stay with us. Margo, a couple of minutes away. Margo Rensel at the anchor desk today. Latest on this impending snow. Could get some significant snow by the end of today. Should start around 1 o'clock, and then the temperatures are going to dip. So it is definitely going to get a little dicey out there. But stay with us. AccuWeather has you covered, and if need be, the National Weather Service. But Margo definitely has all the information. 2 minutes away at 9:30 here on KDK with your Pratt Pack.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, Sean Horn is here. Don't forget 888-818-6334. You can set up an appointment. Anything you need to know, we always have live advisors standing by until noon. And we also would like to hear from you. Any Medicare question you have, 866-391-1020. They ask me all the time about the seminars. And yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, they will be back.
In January, actually, January 13th, we are going to be at the Cranberry Library, one of our favorite places to go. January 20th, we're going to be at the Monroeville Holiday Inn. And January 27th, we're going to be at the Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center. I will be hosting that presentation. So if you're somebody who's going to be new to Medicare within the next year, year and a half, and you're starting to kind of get your planning together on what your costs are going to look like, what you need your coverage to do for you, believe me, you know, one thing I did want to talk about, the fact that getting on a Medicare, it is almost individualized to the person from a circumstance perspective. Back when I first started doing this almost 20 years ago, you turn 65 years old, you get on a Medicare, that was it. Now there's all these nuanced rules and this new legislation and things that are happening where, you know, if you're somebody who's got a group plan with 20 or less employees, you have to get on Medicare, but this group doesn't. It is so... The roadmap you need on an individual basis to make sure that you don't come across any late enrollment penalties, which unfortunately stay with you forever, this is why you need this education. So once again, January 13th, we're going to be at the Cranberry Library. January 20th, the Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites. January 27th, Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center, all 6 o'clock start times. As usual, there are no charges or fees to attend. Just call us and reserve your seat so that you can get the education and information you deserve to have a seamless transition onto Medicare.
All right, explain what the next enrollment period will be.
Yeah, so January 1st through March 31st is the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. So with the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, if you are a current Medicare Advantage subscriber, you have the opportunity to make one more plan change if you desire in the first quarter of 2026. So why that might be relevant for you and why this might be something that you want to pay special attention is because we have a suspicion that when people go to use their benefits at the pharmacy, when they go to pick up their medications, I feel strongly that many people are going to have an experience sticker shock.
Again.
And the biggest reason why that is, to alert all of you, is because many plans in our market are instituting a Part D deductible. And the Part D for prescription drugs deductible is as much as $615 out of pocket before your coverage kicks in. And why this is so important for a lot of our listeners right now is because I took a call yesterday. I was working from home. One of our strategic partnerships, they had a patient call us and I answered the phone where this woman has a very well-known company in our market. That's her current insurance provider. And she has a plan where, or I'm sorry, she's prescribed Ozempic. And the current plan she's on, she's going to have to pay roughly $1,900 out of pocket for that one medication next year. But there's another plan with the exact same insurance company. Exact same insurance company where she could mitigate her cost all the way down to about $700 out of pocket for Ozempic for the entire year.
How's that work?
Because different coverages have different formularies, and the formulary is the way that the prescription drug program is designed to work. So the plan that she's on currently does not have a very strong formulary. The plan that I was recommending to her has a much stronger prescription drug coverage breakdown. So she is going to entertain that and possibly make a change in the open enrollment period. So you have the opportunity in front of you coming from January 1st through March 31st. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, we kind of call it your mulligan period. Let's say that you made a mistake during the annual enrollment period. You didn't make a change and you're experiencing much higher costs, or you did change something and you don't like it. You will then have the opportunity, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, to make one more change before you're locked in for the remainder of the year. We anticipate that we're going to be very busy during the open enrollment period as well. And just to kind of give you a breakdown of what we just went through, Rob, we got all of our data together. So from October 1st through December 7th, we're looking at roughly 9 weeks right there, right? Our entire organization received more than 53,000 phone calls.
Unbelievable.
53,000, many of which being our listeners who are tuning in right now. We brought on more than 9,000 new clients from October 15th through December 7th. 9,000. We had a goal of 6,000. And we did this with 25 advisors manning the phones pretty much around the clock. So as you can imagine, we're taking a little bit of a breather right now to kind of recharge our batteries and rest our voices. And that's why I'm a little hoarse today. But, you know, we helped a lot of people in a very short amount of time. And we're privileged and blessed to have that opportunity. But a lot of it came because of all of the market disruptions that are happening in Medicare. It's almost like the Medicare market is as volatile as the stock market, where it's up and down, up and down. And because it's not headline news, oftentimes it's not the sexy headline, people aren't really paying attention to what's happening in Medicare on a day-to-day basis. We are, because we need to pay attention to how this is going to affect our clients and our consumers. So we're in the thick of it right now, where it looks like there's a market adjustment where everyone is trying to come back to ground zero. We're trying to get to a profitable position for these insurance companies. But I'll tell you, still to this day, there are many ways to thrive with your healthcare without having to fork out a fortune of your retirement money. You just have to know how to navigate the systems. And what I don't like in what's going on in the Medicare market currently, it feels like the government wants consumers calling them directly to handle their questions. And the problem with that, believe me, we don't feel threatened by it, but the problem with it is there's such a logjam to get that information. I mean, when people call into Social Security now to get information, there's usually like a 4 to 6 week lag before you hear from somebody. Now we're going to tell all the Medicare consumers to call 800-MEDICARE and hope that we get a quick answer to what my drug costs are going to be. Believe me, it's a maddening situation for us as well, but I will stand confident on the fact that Medicare stands ready to guide and assist and serve this community.
I want to make sure everybody's on the same page. So if you just signed up in the annual enrollment period and you're realizing now that maybe you didn't do the right thing for your prescription drug coverage or whatever, so you mean to tell me just weeks removed from the annual, if we're in the open, they can rewrite the book?
They can. And I will also say that where I'm a little worried, and I watched this happen in real time because I spent a lot of time with my parents over the last few months. My parents' phones was ringing off the hook from people trying to give them Medicare guidance. And believe me, they're clients of MediConnect. Like, they're not going anywhere. They're in good hands. But all of the people who are seeing their phone ring off the hook, which is illegal, by the way, these companies cannot outreach to you. They cannot cold call you. But not enough people know the circumstances and the laws surrounding Medicare, unfortunately. So they pick up the phone and they make a change unbeknownst to them. I'm asking you and begging you, please know who you're doing business with before signing up to any new insurance program. Because believe me, they are very slick in how they get you to engage. Hey, did you know that you're missing out on Medicare benefits? And of course, you're like, wait, what does that mean? So you tune in a little bit more to hear the phone call. And before you know it, you're enrolled onto another plan and you didn't even want to make that change. They don't look up your doctors. They don't look up your medication. Please know who you're doing business with when it comes to your Medicare insurance.
Well, that's the reason why I highly recommend you all, because you have a brick and mortar establishment and you all kind of grew up around here. You know people in the community that I know people in that community. And you don't want to mess with this by having a cold call decide or really push the right button, or in this case, the wrong button, to make you believe that they're going to do a better job for you when you don't even know who these people are, where they're calling from.
I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but it is very easy to make a mistake in your Medicare that can cost you thousands. And then when you make that mistake in your Medicare coverage, where are you going to pull that from? Well, you have to pull from your retirement accounts most of the time, because we're all living on fixed incomes and things are a little bit more expensive. We want you to preserve your life savings, which you've worked your entire life to accumulate. And again, there are Medicare options available that can work almost custom fit to your particular needs if you know where to look.
Absolutely. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Here's where they will be in January. These seminars, you can book, but you have to do it. Reserve your space, even though there is no charge. Call 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab.
January 13th, we're going to be at the Cranberry Library. January 20th, we're going to be at the Monroeville Holiday Inn and Suites. January 27th, Upper St. Clair Community and Rec Center. Once again, no charge to attend, no cost for any of our services ever, but please reserve so we know how much information to bring so that you all could take some information home with you. 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab, register yourself, and we'll be happy to provide you information and education that you deserve.
And if you have any questions about your Medicare coverage, call us right now. One more segment to go with Sean Horn, 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
888-818-6334, but we have some calls. Let's go to Tony on the north side. Hey, Tone.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if whatever insurance plans you have under Medicare and the supplement plan, that is there like a summary book that one of them insurance companies sends you, that like the what coverage services are, but in particular like chiropractic and physical therapy booklets of what the limitations are, if there is any.
So you're asking, Tony, if, good morning to you, you're asking if like how to get the information on how to compare plans on the benefits that are available to you. So years ago, they used to provide a grid basically where all of the different companies would basically list out all of the way that services were covered. And unfortunately, they got away from that more than a handful of years ago. So each company will send you individualized information based off of their plans, but it makes it very difficult to compare what UPMC has versus Aetna versus Highmark, United Healthcare. So if you're the type of person who still would like to get a breakdown of how plans compare, that is what we're here to do for you. So if you need to get a better understanding of chiropractic services or whatever it may be, call into 888-818-6334, make an appointment with us. We can provide you a breakdown of what all of the plan details look like. And then from there, you can make a decision on if your plan is still the best one to service you for 2026 or if you need to make an adjustment. So that will be the best way I can handle it. I know exactly what you're talking about from an information perspective, but unfortunately, nobody gives those out anymore. They don't mail them to the consumer. We don't even get them as agents. Basically, we have to build them, and we have the technology available where we can, you know, do a comparison for you really easily. So again, the number 888-818-6334. We have the A team standing by now to take your call and to schedule your appointment.
All right, Tom, thank you for the call. Let's go to Tom in Oakmont. Tom, you're on the air with Sean Horn, MediConnect, the inside connection.
Yeah, hey, I had a quick question for you. I'm 64 years old. I'll be 65 in April. I was thinking of retiring in April for my 65. Now, the company policy I have, my insurance is going to cover me for an extra 2 years. So I'm covered under my company insurance until I'm 67. Do I still have to sign up for Medicare now?
Yes. And the reason why, to make that as simple as I can for you, Tom, the reason why you're going to have to sign up for Medicare A and B, even though you want to continue your employer's benefits, you will have afforded to you through your employment retiree benefits, which are fantastic. Good for you. Not a lot of people have those anymore. But the problem is with Medicare, Medicare does not see retiree benefits as what's called creditable. And the only way that you can forego penalties when you have group coverage available to you is if the benefits are creditable. So the easiest way I can break that down for you, Tom, is to forego penalties, you have to be actively employed and covered by the group insurance plan. You got one of those boxes checked where you're covered by the group insurance, but you'll no longer be fully employed. So the risk of drawing a penalty does loom if you forego parts A and B starting in April. So you're definitely going to sign up. Otherwise, in 2 years' time, you will start to have to pay a penalty when you enroll then.
Okay, now where do I go to sign up?
So you'll go through socialsecurity.gov, which is SSA.gov. If you already have an online account, that's perfect. If not, you'll have to register. And then through Social Security, you will sign up for Medicare A and B. You can also go in person to your local office, although typically you can go in, they'll tell you to come back, and then they'll do an appointment with you at that time. So one of those two ways would be the most advantageous way for you to do it. You could also call in, but there is an extreme lag when you call into Social Security to have that appointment set up.
I understand.
Yeah, I don't want you to worry, you know, are they going to call me and risk that penalty? So I would either go online or go in person to your local office.
One more question. What is my deadline to call them?
So you have 3 months before, the month of, and the 3 months after. So if your birthday, you said, is in April?
Yeah.
So you have January, February, March, April, May, June, July.
And as I get a hold of them in that amount of time, they can penalize me.
That is correct.
Okay. I'm sure this is a pretty common question. I work construction. There's a lot of people who are interested, you know.
Yep.
And so I appreciate your help. And I'll try to pass some of this along, and hopefully you can pass along over the airways.
Absolutely. And Tom, I will also say we do a lot of presentations for groups. So you working in construction, if you come into a situation where you have a group of people who fall into the same type of category as you and they need to know how to navigate that, I do a lot of that myself, where I do a lot of in-person presentations for groups of that nature so that you can navigate this without having to worry about penalties as well. So you could call into MediConnect and pass the information on to me, and I can connect with you to set up some times and days where we can get this information into the community as well.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Yep. So if you want to call in, that's 888-818-6.
818.
Yep.
888-6334.
You got it.
6334.
You got it.
888-818-6334.
That is right, my friend.
I thank you for your time.
Absolutely. Thank you for yours.
Okay. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. You got the final 2 minutes, all yours.
So what do I want to talk about? So here's the thing. I don't think the Steelers are going to win on Monday. And I'm wearing their hoodie right now, as well as a Pittsburgh hat. So it pains me to say that. But I think even with the weather, I think the running game is going to be a problem. TJ Watt being out.
Yeah, it's going to be
tough. Is an issue as well.
Although if Herbig can kind of play the way he did to begin the year, and we got Highsmith, I think we'll be okay. And the offensive line, believe it or not, even with Broderick Jones out, they've been pretty good.
They have been good, but I think that this offense is so stale at the same time.
But the only thing that's going to save us, too, is a dink and dunk guy. He don't stretch the field. But this is what the Steelers do since I was a kid, since you were a kid. They play great against the great teams, and the teams they should steamroll, they always stumble.
And here we are. So, you know, this is a team that came out of nowhere. I mean, they were dead to rights 5 weeks ago, Miami. Like, they had no shot at the playoffs, and now they're in contention while we're kind of floundering. So, I don't know. It's very inconsistent. I know that we have weather on our side. It's not a good cold ball football team from Miami, but I don't know. I don't like the odds, unfortunately. I would bet against us, but I hope I'm wrong. But I even with that, I think playoffs are a long shot. I think from a division perspective, I think that Baltimore is going to come back around in at the end of the year, probably steal the division from Pittsburgh here in Pittsburgh.
Is Mike Tomlin the coach next year?
He will be, but he shouldn't be. And I'll say that very confidently. He will be because Rooney is scared to make a move. I think that his message has become very stale in that locker room. If I were him, I'd go coach in Tampa Bay. I would go coach in Atlanta. I'd go coach in Michigan at the university.
If the draft were held in Pittsburgh tomorrow, the Giants have the second pick overall. I'd trade him to the Giants because they don't want a quarterback. They got Jackson Dart. We move up. Maybe Arch Manning jumps out. Somebody hiccups and says, oh, I didn't even know he was in the draft. And then we take him at number two.
Rob Pratt for Steelers general manager, my friends. I am in.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, happy holidays.
Same okay. to you.
If you need me, you know where I'm at.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Good people at MediConnect. Love what they do. All right. Margo, she's been busy today. All sorts of storm duty because the possibility of some significant snow and frigid temperatures. Andy was with me earlier today. He'll be here on the other side along with the guys from True Value giving you everything you need to know to keep going in the snow. And stay with us because we got a long way to go. We're here till 1 o'clock today. Your Pratt Pack on KDKA.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.